Doyle has been blaming big oil companies for higher gasoline and home heating prices, and the Public Service Commission says rising natural gas prices is the key reason electricity rates are going up. The state's largest electric utility, Milwaukee-based We Energies, will have hiked the average residential electric bill about $14 a month over the last 2 years if a rate increase tentatively okayed by the PSC this week becomes final. Other electric companies around the state have also been raising rates. Charlie Higley of the Citizens Utility Board says the bigger bills can't be making voters happy.
The high energy bills and the climbing bills are making it harder for households to meet their monthly budgets, and it's making it more difficult for businesses as well. So those things could have political overtones on them, especially if those trends continue. And that's kind of what the wild card is on this at the moment.
Higley says warmer weather over the last few weeks could take some of the sting out of higher heating bills. But this week, the political stakes went up as Nino Amato charged he was forced to step down as head of an industrial energy users group, partly because the PSC and governor's office didn't like the way he was challenging rate hikes and what he calls political coziness between utilities and the PSC. Charlie Higley of CUB says he's sorry Amato was apparently forced out.
Because we thought that Nino was providing great leadership on behalf of all consumers.
Amato declined additional comment yesterday on energy politics in the state, and Governor Doyle's campaign manager didn't return our phone call. Doyle will announce today a series of recommendations to address home heating and gas costs based on a report by the State Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. If consumers don't like Doyle's plan, it's unclear what relief they may have. Republican candidates Mark Green and Scott Walker almost never criticize utility executives. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.